Hello there, everybody. My name is Eric, and welcome back to a podcast. And, well, this is our final podcast, at least for our school projects. But today I'm here with Esteban.
Hello.
Paul.
Yo, what's up?
Angel.
Yeah.
And... okay, and our special guest, number one, Oscar.
Again. Bonjour.
We have him again.
Yes, sir.
Angel sounded like he was going through it. I'm not gonna lie.
Also, actually, no. Speaking of Doctor Strange, this could be a good topic. Apparently, according to in that universe, when you have a dream, you're pretty much looking at you at a different universe.
I know where this is going.
That honestly could make a lot of sense and would explain dreams. That would be really cool.
Yeah, but yeah. It would also be kind of bullshit.
Basically, does that mean that every single time I have a wet dream, it's just another me getting laid?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
If that's the case, fuck you!
Because here's the thing. Some dreams can be really crazy because Eric has what the fuck kind of dreams. And then you get those types of
dreams.
That
was back in sophomore year. That
still counts.
Okay, I don't think we want to know what kind of dreams you're talking about.
I talk about dreams like you're on drugs. Like you're on drugs.
Dream,
like
yeah. What's going on. Yeah, like the type of dreams you have when you're in drugs. I promise you, I was not in drugs.
guys. Okay, look. I'm not sure if we should say this in the podcast, but you know what? Fuck it.
Okay,
it's going to be out there for
both. Come on, edit this out.
But you got to promise me. Take this to your fucking graves.
Okay, either edit this out or bleep it out. Read the depends on how it is.
I shit you not. I'd say, two or three years ago, because I still remember this, but I don't remember the specifics. All I remember is this just one simple fact about the dream. Legitimately, I was about to get...
What the fuck?
Okay, yep, let's cut that out.
Yeah.
Yes, take this to your fucking grapes.
Anyway, but no.
Not really anything bad, it's just like really weird.
Yeah, anyway.
I know.
Yeah. Back to the thing.
Especially for a school podcast.
Yo, I had it. Follow up to that theory. That means that at one point in the multiverse, I needed a MILF.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't say that.
But no, the thing is about this universe is that sometimes, you'd be looking at your quote-unquote other universes, how, they have powers, they're having the best life. They have, the dream you always wanted, and then you're over here just... How the fuck did that...
I'm a loser!
Yeah.
Yeah,
am I suffering?
Much.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay, I remember...
So is the dream...
Dill a piece of garbage! Oh, hi, thanks for checking in. Dill a piece of garbage!
And not only that, if you can... Is lucid dream technically dreamwalking?
Bro, I had so many lucid dreams. It's crazy.
Angel, I don't want to know what goes on.
No,
here.
Just shut up, Angel.
I don't want to know at all.
Knowing you, I don't
want to. No,
I will mute him in 1 second if he starts saying some weird stuff about
his Instagram feed is more than enough.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I remember that day. Oh, boy.
The Doctor Strange brought up a good thing. Well, which Doctor Strange? It was the evil one.
Which
he said
one?
Something about how he traverses different universes with Doctor Strange to get Christine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something about how you ever have those dreams where you fall off a building or a cliff.
Uh-huh.
And he brings up a point, do you ever see who's pushing you? And then it's like another version of him.
Oh.
Saying that every single time we die in our dreams, we die legitimately.
In another universe.
So you're like, oh my god, oh. Like, if that's so real.
That would actually make so much sense.
There's some weird dream, I thought I had one, I don't really remember my dreams, but it was I remember one distinctly. It was something related to a vampire or something. I don't know. And then I died.
Do you guys ever had the same multiple dreams?
No.
Yeah,
I actually
did have one.
I had a continuation of a dream.
Yeah,
I had a continuation once, but
I had it for a month. I was dreaming six times.
Jesus.
Damn. I had one once, but like I said, I can't remember any of my dreams after they go. Like, actually, as soon as I wake up, I just forget everything about it.
Actually, there was this one time, actually.
Oh, that was a really cool dream. I can't remember anything about it.
Bro, you ever dreamwalk? Like, you go in your dream, and then you can do whatever you want in there? Like, you have full recognition?
No, I don't think I've actually ever had a lucid dream.
No, me neither.
Well, maybe I did, but,
No, actually, I did it once.
What, lucid dream?
Yeah, well, kind of, because, like, it wasn't on command, it just happened. Uh-huh. And...
You know you can actually command it, like...
Yeah, I know.
Actually, no,
I tried it, they didn't work.
I forced myself to do it, and it really happened, like... All you have to do is just be calm in your bed, like...
Actually, hold up. That sounds weird. Actually, I do have this one dream, I want to share it, but I'm not sure if I should.
Okay...
I already talked about it to Oscar. I think Eric did to you as well.
Uh huh.
But I'm not sure if I should talk about it because it just gets weird. Like, it starts off good, but then, like, near the end of the dream, it's just weird.
Okay, maybe say it.
Okay. So. No, hey, fuck, say this. Okay, Eric.
Wait. Simone, if you're going to edit this part out, like, I don't know, but, can you check what time, how long we've been recording?
36 minutes.
Oh my god. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Wait, so did you just say the outro?
No. Go ahead and say your thing, and then we'll do the outro.
Okay. There's this one dream. We're all at school, and out of fucking nowhere, there was like a school shooting that was happening for some reason.
Oh yeah, you told me about it.
I had a dream just like that. Honestly, I did.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a school shooting, and then like we were all in everyone was like in their separate classrooms, but like the classroom I was in, we were trying to find a way to break out. And you know, like in the school that we had, you know, like in the windows, you know, like that middle piece, like the white piece where like you can like slide up or down, but like it's really hard to break.
Yeah.
Somehow, I broke that with my elbow somehow. Like, it was nothing.
Like, the windows in the classroom?
Yeah, yes. Like that,
pretty
that
much.
One hard piece. Somehow, I broke that with my elbow as it was nothing. And then everyone just got out of there for some reason. And then we were just...
I'm scared now because we both had dreams like that. Who else has had a dream like that? Like,
yeah. Honestly. But, no. It gets weirder.
Yeah, I did. Kind
of...
yeah. All
right.
I've been to my school so many times.
All right. Then,
Uh-oh.
Everyone met at the parking lot. Everyone thought we were safe, and then like another, and then they followed us. So everyone just split up. For some reason, the shooter decided to skip everyone and just chase me, most specifically for some reason.
Oh, and, like because you had the power or the force?
I don't know. Fucking, I don't know. Dream logic. Anyway, I tripped and fall and hit my head, and I got unconscious. And then wake up again, and then apparently this dude was sleeping like right next to me in the middle of the park. I'm like, what the fuck? And I just start running into a random building again. He wakes up, he's trying to shoot at me again. I go into a building and I fucking start like hiding everywhere. And then after that, after like he left, and like I guess he just gave up, I end up leaving. And then everyone in the building was like mad at me for some reason. Like, no one knows, I did nothing wrong. So I end up going to the exit, and then somehow that exit leads me to a gift shop, and apparently there was a Fish and Chips restaurant next to it, and so for some reason I end up talking to John Cena, and we were eating and talking for some reason. Yeah, and then...
Okay, that's kind of the dreams that you on drugs.
Yeah.
That you have when you on drugs.
Out of nowhere, the Fish and Chips restaurant became into a Mexican food restaurant out of nowhere, music and everything. And then out of nowhere, there was a TV news broadcast talking about the El Chata clan is trying to take over the world. That just... out of nowhere, I think my dream self knew, like, this is some weird shit, and I just woke up from there.
Your Chata clan.
I remember having some dreams where, like, I was like, I feel like I remember more dreams where I was in danger than I was, like, being happy. Like, a good dream.
Oh,
There's some dreams. There's some dreams that you're like.
What the fuck is this?
This makes no fucking sense.
Like you dream it and then it happens in real life.
Yeah, that's called deja vu.
Yeah.
I have that so much. Deja. I have that a lot.
I've had that quite a few times, yeah. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
Every time it happens,
good.
I will always point it out. Yeah. I just say deja vu.
Yeah.
I don't get why that happens. Maybe the multiverse is real.
Maybe.
If the multiverse is real, then I want my refund.
No, no, if the multiverse was real and people were able to multiverse hop, there'd be a lot of conflicts. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Because people were like, I want that life. They'll end up trying to kill themselves from that universe just to get their life.
Imagine the Esteban War.
Shut up.
Imagine. I want you to just imagine this simple thing.
Is there an actual universe where I'm actually the Esta Hulk?
Mate, nah.
Yeah.
But no, I want you.
You'd be Ned Leeds.
I just want you to imagine there's a world where Esteban has a fucking harem.
Oh what?
A harem.
What's sad about it is there's actually is a universe about them because I had a dream about that like two or three years ago.
Oh my! I said that as a joke.
Like 2 or 3 years ago, I was like a freshman or sophomore.
He has a what?
A harem. He's basically a pimp.
No, he's basically a pimp. Except less drugs.
Oh. Oh wow.
He gets all the girls, basically.
Oh.
That's basically it. He gets all the girls.
Yes.
Wow.
Deadass.
That.
Okay. Actually, no, there's like past dreams, like when I was a kid. Like back in middle school and elementary, where for some reason I'd just be saving someone and also I dated them somehow. I don't know why. That just happened a lot back then.
Oh, wow.
I had a dream this podcast ended already.
Let's make that dream into a reality. Eric, hit the outro.
I had a dream that I was watching the Spider-Man.
Yeah, okay, so Eddie.
The Spider-Man trailer?
No, this is about fun.
And then I wake up, look at my phone, and it says Spider-Man trailer came out.
I had this one dream where Angel went mute. Oh, wait, he did.
Wait, did you do that?
I muted him. Well, for me, not for y'all. I'll play. I muted him. I just wanted to do that joke.
Oh, my God.
You have those dreams where, you thought you were being productive and you were doing something, and then you wake up and then it's not done at all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Definitely.
But it feels so real to the point where, like, wait, I thought I did this shit. What the
fuck? I used to walk.
Oh, have you ever had sleep paralysis?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had it once, yeah.
I had it once.
So the thing is, it was back in freshman year. I was trying to lucid dream. I ended up having sleep paralysis.
Jesus.
Karma.
Paralysis demon?
I think so.
I had sleep paralysis 3 times in a row.
Jesus. I was trying to go to sleep.
Damn.
But the thing is, they were talking to me.
The fuck?
The demon?
That's a demon from hell at that point.
It was 3 shadows. They were talking to me. And then they said this would be my last, like, sleep paralysis, then I never got it again. Like, it was when
oh
I was.
Oh my god.
I never got it again.
That's kind of creepy. Like,
they decided they didn't want to see what's in your dreams anymore.
I never get nightmares. Like,
or possibly because angels are already weird. They didn't want to deal with him.
No, I don't get nightmares anymore.
Yeah, because they didn't want to deal with you.
Possibly. Yeah, because they're like, man, we don't want to beat this guy's head anymore.
Oh, you get nightmares too?
No.
Yeah, I get nightmares.
Well, actually, I kind of
I don't.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
I don't get any nightmares anymore where I, like, jolt out of my sleep.
Hey, it would be kind of funny.
But
imagine the whole time I was there recording.
My friend, do not fuck with us.
I am recording. I am recording. I am recording.
I would start bitching myself, hoping that it was a dream.
Paul, you should know I'm actually recording because I actually did tell you the time because I can see it.
True. Okay, but funny thing, it's kind of funny how we started talking about like Doctor Strange, and now we're just talking about dreams. And
I mean, it's related.
It is related.
It is. But I don't know. I just kind of find it funny.
Yeah. So, should we
do the outro? Wrap this up.
Huh?
Yeah, I think
let's wrap it up.
Do the outro.
Yeah, I think this is pretty good. This was a good session. Uh-huh. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to us. Stay tuned because, like, even though this is our last school project related podcast,
either this or gonna continue.
Possibly. There might be more in the way,
with a bit of rebranding.
If we decide to do so.
But if you don't see us in a year active, you know, don't be surprised.
There might be. I will say this: if we do, how you say this, continue on, there might be a bit of rebranding.
Maybe
a lot of rebranding.
I made some shirts.
Yeah, a better logo. Probably.
Oh,
better.
Don't worry.
Wait, hold up. Angel literally said that he made this shirt.
No bullshit. Bullshit. You actually have it physically with you?
Yeah.
Turn your camera on.
We're at school tomorrow. Wait.
Show it to us. See if he's bullshitting or not. I want to see that.
I want to wear it.
Oh my god, no.
You're gonna be Peter Parker?
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna be Peter Parker, but like, I'm gonna wear it like another day.
I don't have his jacket, bruh.
Your show is the shirts.
Yeah, turn your camera on. Take a picture. Send it to us.
I don't have the jacket for Andrew.
Oh my god.
We're not talking about the jackets for Andrew.
Just end the fucking thing. We're gonna continue this.
Just end the episode.
Alright,
see you guys in the next episode. This is our last school episode, so next time we're gonna be more free. Hopefully.
By the last time we were already free, but okay.
Probably.
Probably.